We have recording. Yeah. Ooh. Finally got you into the seat.
Yep.
We've been busy.
You could say that.
With nothing that was actually planned. It was just a series of...
unfortunate events.
It's been crisis central.
It really has been. But, I almost lost my laugh.
Yeah.
Oh. I know.
Well, welcome back to the Plantoons podcast. I am Dominic.
I am Anita.
And we are the creators of Plantoons, where we do a podcast and find some funny parts of it and make a cartoon. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on iTunes. Here's what I came up with. It's a little wacky. I was either listening to...
No, it's goofy.
It's goofy because...
It's not wacky. That's
because
silly.
It's Disney. Yes, this is goofy. I don't know if it's even goofy or just pretentious. I was either reading a blog article or listening to some guy on a podcast. I forget where it was. It was a couple months ago. And he was talking about the proper way to do the Magic Kingdom. There's apparently an order upon which you should visit the lands. And that is what Walt would have done. It's like, I don't know what that bumper sticker would look like. What would Walt do? WWWD? I don't know. He's like, this is the way he intended it. And everybody else who's doing it some other way is wrong. And if you're going to walk the steps of our Lord and Savior.
Wow. You can't say that.
Yeah, well,
no way.
This guy was there. He was completely convinced that there is a proper way upon which you should do the Magic Kingdom. Like, it's a proper order to go through the land.
Yeah,
and that is the way it was originally intended. And to do otherwise is, like, heresy.
Blasphemy.
Yeah, so our Magic Kingdom order usually goes something like this. What fast pass do we have?
What's the wait time?
What's the wait line? And where's the food?
Uh-huh.
And that's where we go. Where's our reservation? What time is it?
Where do we want to nap?
Where's this app telling me I have to be?
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it. But if you were to go to the Magic Kingdom and do the lands and not zigzag and go all over the place like we usually do, do the lands in a specific order. Do you have an order that you would prefer to do them in?
Yes, because I'm a normal human being.
not a crusader?
No, I would go, you know, right to left.
You would go right to left. You start at Tomorrowland?
Yeah, and then work around the other side.
And back to Main Street?
Yeah.
So you go Tomorrowland, you'd go Fantasyland.
Uh-huh.
You go Liberty Square.
That's right.
Then Frontierland.
Frontierland.
Then Adventureland, and then out Main Street?
Out Main Street.
Okay.
That's how it would work, because I would want to start... You know, and go right to left.
You're traveling back in time.
Which is beautiful.
You're starting in the future.
Yes.
And you're heading back to...
Yes.
Okay. Well...
It's just like because I'm 28.
What?
I'm 28.
When?
I went back in the past.
You went way back in the past.
In the way back machine.
That's a very far back machine.
Very far back machine.
Uh-huh. Well, I was thinking, you know, just normally, I'd if I was going to go in order, I'd probably go left to right. I would go...
Because you're not a normal human being.
I'd go Main Street, then Adventureland, then Frontierland, then Liberty Square, and then Fantasyland, and then to Tomorrowland, and then back out. However, I was thinking that doesn't really make sense chronologically. Because
you start
in the 1920s.
Oh, goodness. Okay, and there's a timeline.
If you were going to do it with a timeline...
Okay.
I was thinking about like a timeline kind of order. And in that case, I would probably, and this, it doesn't quite make sense because you kind of have to start, you can't get there by teleporting. Like, I'd start in colonial time.
Well, but then it would just be future land.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to kind of like vault into the park and start in Liberty Square and kind of miss Main Street, because Main Street, you're dealing with like turn of the century, 1900s, 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
So the minute you hit that, there's a problem because... Then you got to jump back into the 1700s.
Well, I mean, who really does this? No one. So you might as well break every rule on the planet anyway.
All right. So I would somehow start in Liberty Square, maybe blindfolded, so I missed the 1920s or whatever.
Oh, and not the blindfolds?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Not as hot as you're making this. This is just so I don't see what's there.
That's right. Because we're not really going back in time.
to when things were hot.
Oh, no.
No. So I'm thinking here's the problem. Fantasyland does not exist in any real time period, past, present, or future. It's kind of like this. It's fantasy. So I was trying to figure out what I'd do with that. So here's my plan in this thing that I'm overthinking. Start at Liberty Square, go to Frontierland, because it kind of like goes from colonial times to Western expansion. Then you go over to Adventureland. Then you hit Main Street. So now you're in kind of the early 1900s.
Okay.
And then go to the future. You go to Tomorrowland. Okay. And then when that's all over, you go into Mythical Fantasyland.
When you bring ones.
It's not fantasy show bar. Oh, it's okay. Fantasyland.
Oh, totally different.
Minnie, report to the stage. Minnie, Rapunzel, you are on deck in three songs. No,
it works out. I mean, the princesses and all that. Come on.
My other option, right? And you're going to have to ignore the fact that you'd have to take a train, because a train kind of does fit the time period.
Okay.
You take the train, you head over to Fantasyland, and you do Fantasyland in its own kind of world. And then you go Liberty to Frontierland to Adventureland to Main Street to Tomorrowland. So you go into Fantasy World, and then you go kind of in as close to a chronological order as you can kind of swing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way.
Now, what if, I know this is crazy,
mm-hmm.
but what if you went in the order they were built?
Just zigzag. Well, you got like ride replacement too.
Well, you know, but.
So some rides that were built there are gone.
Dreamed of it, then you go there.
So when you take that bus, you get there.
Seriously, why not do it that way?
Do it like in order as it was made.
Yeah, as the Imagineers actually imagineered it.
So you just ignore the fact that some of the rides have gone through like iterations, or you just hit those last?
No, actually, like follow the rides through time.
Okay.
Plot every ride.
Like when it opened and if it's still there.
Absolutely.
And then just go in ride order?
In ride order. You want to talk about being crazy?
That's a
good
idea.
Let's go crazy.
That's not.
Here we go.
Let's get, you're like that horrible scene in Batman.
Yeah. Just bring out every villain on the planet and throw them in a movie and shake it like a Scrabble ball.
And this is going to be how you're going to talk for the rest of the podcast?
Yeah, well, whatever.
Talking movie villain? That's an idea I didn't think of, doing the park in order of construction.
Right.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as long as you're getting rid of the rules.
Well, there are no rules. I don't even know where this guy came up with his rules. Like, there's a certain way. I don't even remember what he said was the way to do it because it was so kind of pretentiously ridiculous.
Yeah.
I kind of ignored him. Mm-hmm. He's like, I mean, you know, he's like Disney hipster. Like, I do it in the way it was meant to be done. You know,
wow.
Like, okay. You do that then. So so I stuck with chronological and it just kind of like, it bit me a little bit and I'm going, all right, well, if I were to expand this, maybe I'd do the World Showcase and do the old world, and then I'd head over to Liberty Square, then Fantasyland, then Adventureland, then Main Street. Then I'd go over to Future World and see the World's Fair.
Okay.
Then go back to Tomorrowland and then Fantasyland because it doesn't fit anywhere in this chronological thing because it's fantasy. So that added some Epcot. You don't seem impressed.
Well, that's okay. But I don't like Animal Kingdom so much. So I don't want to include that at all.
I didn't say Animal Kingdom. I said World Showcase.
Oh, yeah, I know. But if you're going to open it to other parks.
Well, see, that's then, when I started adding Epcot, then I realized I was missing some parks.
Well, and then how crazy do you want to get? Like, hey, why don't we throw in California Adventure?
Well, no, I'm not going to like another coast. Yeah. I'm staying inside this one
park.
Wait,
and then we'll go to Tokyo Disney. And
yeah, we'll go in park order the way they're built. So start in California, stupid. And then go to Florida and Tokyo, and then Paris.
Yeah.
No.
This sounds like a great anniversary present.
This is a horrible anniversary present. But I did add Animal Kingdom after I thought, hey, I added Epcot and I was missing two parks. So I said, all right, we'll start with Animal Kingdom, like when the animals roam the earth and dinosaurs and stuff.
Dinosaurs, yes.
Then hit World Showcase, then Liberty Square, Frontierland, Adventureland, Main Street. And then from Main Street, we go from the 1920s, we go to Hollywood.
Oh, shoot, yes.
Yeah, early Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So we got Hollywood Studios.
Yes.
Then we see the World's Fair.
Okay.
Go to Tomorrowland and then Fantasyland last because it doesn't fit anywhere because it's a fantasy.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm seeing it.
You seeing it? Now yeah. Check this one out.
We need to add in the resorts.
Well, I did a little bit of that.
Wow. You know why?
Why?
Because we're together.
Yeah, that's right. We think along the same stupid lines. we got Animal Kingdom again.
Yeah.
Dawn of Time, creatures, okay. Regular animals roaming the earth, pre-man. Mm-hmm. Then World Showcase, so we're old world. We hit Liberty Square because it's the new world, Frontierland, Adventureland, Main mm-hmm. Street. And then from Main Street, early 1900s, we hit the boardwalk.
Okay.
Okay.
No, but we missed, like,
and then
Animal
for reasons,
Kingdom Lodge.
Oh, no. I didn't go that crazy.
I mean, and then what about the people that are eating themselves outside?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. That campsite place.
They don't eat. It's just a campground. It's not a cannibal colony.
Yeah, and they poop in buckets.
No, that is not what happens.
It is.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and they have food stored for like 7 years.
Fort Wilderness is not like a survivalist encampment.
Yeah.
Where you eat.
Yeah. And they have like
powdered meals, and you have a militia. That's
they,
not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. All right. Have like basement things and hideouts.
I've heard it's actually very nice, but you don't like camping.
No.
We stayed at the
There's
Value
bears.
Resort. You almost divorced me.
There's bears.
There's bears. There's bears here.
Yep. There's a Delabear.
We had Delabear.
Yeah. Only there they have crocodiles. TikTok Croc will come and visit you and eat you at night.
I don't think that happens. I've never read about a person being eaten
Captain Hook will
alive
speak to small
at Disney World. I added Boardwalk because it stays around the turn of the century. So Main Street, you go to the Boardwalk or
You're
Boardwalk
like
Main Street.
Bringing it back.
Yeah, trying.
Poop in a bucket.
They have bathrooms.
Whatever.
You're like, if it's not on the monorail loop, I'm not staying.
That's right. Everything's in Tomorrowland for me.
Yeah, I want a monorail.
That's right.
I want to be brought by a magnetic train or whatever runs that
That's
thing.
That's right. I don't want to even live in today.
That's right. I certainly don't want to live in yesterday where I have to like use a pine cone as toilet paper.
I want to live in tomorrow's tomorrow.
Okay. I want to live in the day after tomorrow.
Yeah, the day after tomorrow. Okay, so there's the boardwalk.
All right. Animal Kingdom, Dawn of Time,
yeah.
World Showcase, Old World, Liberty Square, Frontierland, Adventureland, Main Street Boardwalk or Boardwalk Main Street, depending on how turn of the century you want to get. And then Disney Springs is starting to get themed around that same period, too. So Boardwalk Disney Springs, then Hollywood Studios of classic Golden Age Hollywood. I don't know where Star Tours fits into that, but whatever.
Woo!
Future World.
Can I
Tomorrowland, Fantasyland.
Can I bring you back just a little bit?
Yeah. What?
You put Boardwalk in there.
Yes.
But shouldn't you put like plantation stuff? You want to do Grand Floridian.
I didn't do the resorts. I did the stuff you can walk in and out of.
Oh,
like
okay. See, I thought you meant resorts.
No, not the boardwalk resort. The boardwalk.
Oh, okay. The actual boardwalk.
The actual fake boardwalk.
The actual fake boardwalk.
Yes.
Yes. Minus the hobos.
Minus, what you see like outside
and
of Caesar's Palace.
Smell. Yeah. Oh. And the sketchy tattoo place. Yeah. So, okay. I get that. But. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant the actual resort.
No, I didn't do the resort.
I was like, you
adding that
a
layer
whole
there.
Lunch.
No, I didn't.
That's
do
why
that.
I was like, campsite first, where they eat each other, like dinosaurs.
Yes, no, I wasn't thinking resort so much as places you can go and do
okay.
in a certain order, not places you can stay, because this was all about the proper, mind you, proper order to do Disney World.
Yes, with like four-fingered gloves.
I guess, yeah.
No.
You have to be animated.
Woo!
You know, it's funny because he's telling you like what Walt would have done. And meanwhile, the dude was dead.
What Walt would have done.
Didn't do any of it.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, this is the way it was meant to be. How do you know? He didn't even get to do it. It's like channeling him. He told me if he was alive, he'd do it.
In a dream.
Yeah. It's like his medium. But I just found that interesting that there's supposedly, and you know, I'm sure we'll be twittered up about, no, it really is true. This is the way you're supposed to.
Okay, whatever.
Do it. But yeah, so my thing was chronological. I don't know. I liked your idea of chronological of construction, though. That was neat.
I mean, as long as we're going crazy.
Is that crazy? I mean, is it
really? I think so, because then you'd have to park hop like nuts.
Yeah, I mean, chronologically, there's not too much park hopping. There's a little bit back and forth.
Right.
And I tried to get the overall time period of, that's why Star Tours doesn't kind of fit. So if you're like,
that is tomorrow's tomorrow.
If you're in Golden Age Hollywood, how do you leap to like 1970s blockbuster?
I guess it's becoming Golden Age.
Yeah. You're becoming a golden girl. That's what's happening. Right?
Which one? Tell me right now, or I'll punch you in the face.
You're definitely Blanche, my dear.
Well, I don't know if that's good or not.
It's good.
You're like, yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. You can be Blanche all you want.
Okay.
I could be Dorothy because that chick was a dude.
Whoa. Oh, poor B.
Yeah. Knows the last name, Arthur. That's a guy's name. Just saying.
You're so mean. You're so mean.
Note to self, cut out Golden Girl skit.
Yes. Because there isn't anything wrong with that.
There's not. Yes, that's right. She could have very well been a man, and that's fine.
Hide your junk.
Hide your junk.
Tug it back.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Going back to the original thing, would you ever do a park in this order? What's the matter with you? You completely lost it.
I'm sorry. In this order. Thor, Captain America, Iron Man.
I said do the park, not the Avengers.
Black Widow. Right. Oh, okay.
Given the opportunity, the time is no issue, the lines are no issue, your meals are not scheduled in any particular way, would you actually do the park in like order by land?
No, I would do it in order by restaurant I want to eat in.
I just said,
you know, I understand, but that's what I mean. Like, I would plan out my park by where I want to eat.
That's kind of, you do that. You like, make your reservations first, and then wherever we're eating and what we're around kind of determines.
Like, that's my park plan, period. Like, I want to eat at Le Cellier. Guess where we're going to be?
Okay.
Duh. You know, I'm not.
We're not going to be at Animal Kingdom.
No, we're not going to be at Animal Kingdom. And yeah, so I would go around whatever world. Like, and I wouldn't necessarily stay in that. Like, I want to eat at Le Cellier, but maybe I want to go over and go over to Starring Rolls. And then I want to go over to.
You eat the park.
You know, oh, yeah.
Your park map is the zigzag of your eating plan.
Yes.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I haven't eaten in 5 minutes, so let's stop at this place.
I think we're a little bound by FastPass when we do that. So between FastPass and dining, that kind of determines the order upon which we'll do things.
Now we're back into real life.
Yeah.
And not fantasy life.
No. Yeah, so in all reality, I don't think you can do the park in this way while you're trying to make reservations.
Yeah. No, you can't do anything we're talking about with, because you still have to work on transportation and time.
Yeah, I'm not saying this would take a day. This might take a whole vacation.
I would say an entire vacation.
Like, hey, the first day of our vacation will be Liberty Square and Frontierland and Adventureland, and that's it, and we do everything in there.
In order.
In order, that's, I didn't even go that deep. Like in once order, you're in the lands, going in, like, what are the ride orders?
Right.
Is there a proper way to do
things? Once you're in there, are you just as pretentious?
Like, if you're in Tomorrowland, do you do Space Mountain last, first?
You got to go in order.
Order of what? What's the order?
I don't know. Ask that dude.
I mean, what's the official order?
I don't know. He's probably got, like, a snidely whiplash.
Not a supervillain, he's just a pretentious douche. There's a difference.
Wow. Okay, he's a supervillain. I don't like him already.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to have an order once you're there.
Right.
So what is that?
I don't know.
I don't know either. That's what I'm asking you.
Well, I mean, my way was chronological. That's how I thought about it. I thought about seeing mm-hmm. the thing evolve through time.
Okay, so if you're going to evolve through time, then it should be as it was built.
So once you're in the land, it should be as it's built.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I can see that.
Yeah.
Or you'd have to go with the hidden story that you know people seem to know but really don't know.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, maybe it was built last, but story-wise, it happens first. Mm-hmm. You know, that could be a possibility. You may have to change it. Like, what happens first, Splash Mountain or Big Thunder Mountain, story-wise?
Right. Well, then you'd have to take the tour with the peoples.
I mean,
they'd have that backstory of whatever.
Here's the thing. This is a very Star Wars thing, okay? If you watch Star Wars and only watch Star Wars.
You mean when?
Okay. Well, no. I mean, when you watch Star Wars, but okay. Let's say that's the only thing you did. Mm-hmm. You only watched it. You didn't read any of the novels. You didn't hear people talk about it. You didn't buy any of the toys. Mm-hmm. If you're just a strictly watch the movies, you would never know what an Ewok is because they never even used the word.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like half these characters, the only reason people know what their names are is because they picked up the Kenner box and have them be on the toy.
Okay.
But like the movie doesn't give you any of that information. And I feel it's kind of the same way when I walk through Disney World. There's a big backstory behind some of these things and these details are all telling this story. But unless you knew that story, like mm-hmm. unless you had the program notes...
Yes.
You really would just kind of walk through, it would just, bypass you. And then, you have the hidden nerdy dudes who like, the trivia guys who like know these behind the scenes stories somehow.
It's like when I took my 7-year-old to the opera and it was in Italian. She still got the gist of the story.
But
she didn't have like the backstory of why it was essentially happening.
Yeah, but if you knew the translation, you'd actually know it. This is not even that. This is like,
but she didn't know
the information just isn't readily available by walking through the park.
Okay.
To understand the story behind this, and this Big Thunder Mountain was this town with this whole thing, and you wouldn't know it without having someone telling you it.
Okay.
You don't get it just from being there. And there's some details that could kind of piece together the story.
Just the program notes of an actual opera. Like, you get the history of the time period and that kind of stuff in that. Not necessarily from the actual. Because
it's like going to an art show. You look at something, you think it's something, then you read the program note, and you're like, that's what it really is. But you're not really getting that from the art itself.
No, that was actually done by a monkey.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a different story. And that's a true story.
Yes.
Everybody's like, what's the monkey story?
Music majors.
Yeah. Music majors might know that story.
Yes.
A bunch of confused musicians listening to the podcast.
What are you talking about?
Monkey story. What college did you go to?
Apparently a funnier one than you did.
Yes.
Well.
But yeah, I mean, when you go like that deep into the trivia and mm-hmm. you find the story from somewhere. I don't, I have no idea where this is written down or legend says. And unless you listen to a Lou Mangiello tape, I don't mm-hmm. know how else you'd get this information just by walking through the park. So.
You need the tour with the Disney dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You need someone to give you the program notes.
Right.
Because you're not really going to naturally get that. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's something that ties the Tomorrowland Speedway to the future. How? I don't know. But they made some kind of half-assed story about it.
Oh.
That connects it to it. Whatever. I mean, they somehow shoehorned a story about how somehow Monsters Incorporated Laugh Floor makes sense in Tomorrowland. And sure, if you say so.
There's monsters.
In tomorrow? I mean, what are they, future monsters? Or
we just haven't found them yet. Do you remember when we had monster spray for Sarah's room?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I remember Rachel from Behind the Magic trying to explain to me why Duffy had a backstory.
And that's just horse poop.
And I'm like, Duffy's backstory goes something like this.
We need a bear like Build-A-Bear.
We need a bear like Build-A-Bear to sell to these rubes.
Yeah.
And thus Duffy was born. I mean, him when he was going out to sea. I'm like,
oh, God,
no. Michael Eisner said, how can we get some bear cash? We don't have mm-hmm. a teddy bear. Go put Mickey's That's face right. on this teddy bear.
Who's not good enough? Who is not good enough?
Yeah, we might lose the rights to Pooh. Sew us up something.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's the story of Duffy. All right, well, let's close this out. The moral of the story is there is no proper way to do this.
No proper way. No.
Just go where you want to go.
It's supposed to be fun.
So, yeah.
You bastards. There are no rules.
All right. Take us out.
Bye. Oh. Cheers and Mickey ears.
There you go.